The Daily Dilemma.
The Daily Dilemma on Big Breakfast.
The Daily Dilemma.
Right, let's get your tuppence worth on this. Hi guys, myself and a girl from our friend group are getting married in May, 3 weeks apart. It's all fine that way, and to be fair, she even postponed her honeymoon so she could be at our wedding. I found something out at the weekend which has honestly made me so upset and unsure of what to do. Her bridesmaid showed me my friend's wedding dress on her phone, even though she shouldn't have. I died when I saw it. It's my dress, the exact same. I cried and rang the bridal shop yesterday. My dress arrives in store next week, and there's nothing the shop can do for me now. It's too late. I've told my mum and that's it, and she says it'll look completely different on me. I'm devastated and have no idea what to do. It's meant to be my big day, but my friend will already have been seen in my dress by the time I get married. Wondering, do your listeners have advice? Should I wear it anyway?
Oh, bless you, bless you, bless you. What an awful situation to be in. Like, in some way, even though the girl shouldn't have shown you, like, there's a lot to be said for the fact that you've now seen it, because actually you have time to do something about it. Whereas if that happened on the day and you saw it,
yeah, you'd be really upset at the wedding.
Look, I know, because I remember when I got mine, like, you order it. Well, I ordered mine months in advance, and it comes in and it's your dress. And I don't think it's as easy to just sell it or exchange. You know, the way if you buy something in a shop and you bring it back within, yep. I don't, obviously, that's not the way it works. This is possibly one of the most, like, difficult dilemmas, because you'll have people saying, oh, it's only a dress and it doesn't matter and it will look different on you. But you're also, flip side of it is, it is your big day and you're upset because you've discovered that somebody else has the dress that you picked, which is meant to be just all for you. And what I'm trying to think what I would do, and I think I would find it really hard to wear it, if I'm really honest.
Really?
Because...
Can you do something in terms of accessorizing, change the
there we
veil?
Go. He's going to say, can you shorten it? Or can you,
put, you take it up
can
a
you
bit?
Put a hem on it or something? You're going to say, please
know.
Stop. Please
not
stop.
My area.
I don't know. Is there... I'm trying to think, is there a way that you can sell it?
You can do that period of time and get another dress fitted and all that.
My heart is actually breaking for you. I don't know. Like, I can understand. You,
like, she said May, didn't she? So we're talking, like, what, six or eight weeks?
Like, look it. You are going to look completely different. It's whether or not you can put that aside to wear it. But, like, let's face it. When you go through, I think most people will relate to the fact that there is a phase in your life where you go to a lot of weddings, you know? Yep. And, like, your friendship group kind of, you know, ends up, it's one wedding after the other, and they're all wonderful. But you do want your wedding to be yours, and you want to own it, and you want to feel like this is your
big day. I'll
tell
you one thing, though.
Yeah.
50% of the guests won't notice.
Oh, please don't say it again.
No,
please.
The lads will not notice.
That is irrelevant.
You could both be wearing bin bags and the lads wouldn't
Niall,
notice.
Oh, please, please, please.
I'm just telling you. I'm laying it out.
But, darling, that's not the point. The point is that this girl... Oh, God. This girl has found out that her dream dress is now going to be worn by her friend. And she doesn't even say... She's not bitter or angry or anything like that. She's just really upset and she wants to find a solution. Like, I don't know, is there any way that you can try and sell it? And... Well, obviously, you've talked to the bridal shop. I can completely and utterly understand why she doesn't want to wear it, is what I'm trying to say. Like, is there anybody that can advise as to, is it possible to sell a wedding dress, and would it be possible to get one with such a quick turnaround? Do you know what I mean? That's the question that we need to ask the Southeast.
What advice would you have for our emailer this morning? Come forward, please. 085 102 9103, your voice notes are welcome. We'll start with the voice note, and then we'll get through the text coming in. Starting with Joe.
Hi guys, basically what I'd say to her is never underestimate the power of a dressmaker. They work miracles. They really can, like, there's appliques they can put on, they can change the bodice, maybe add sleeves, take away sleeves, put a train on, take away it, like, they can do anything and everything. So she can still have the dress, but bring it to a dressmaker and say help.
I need to look up what
a lot of words in there went over my head.
I need to look up what an applique is.
Right, a lot of people making similar points. We did have a message here. I won't mention the name. It says, I'm selling an unworn wedding dress if she's interested. I mean, I think there's probably a whole long story in that that we don't have time for this morning.
Let's get through some of them. Lauren, on the dilemma, this is such a difficult position to be in. The dress is going to look different on you and you're going to have different accessories. However, if you really feel like you can't wear it, there are shops that sell style dresses off the rack, and you could try and sell it online, but it might take a while and you could end up sitting with it in your wardrobe.
Brenda says maybe she could alter the dress slightly. If it has long sleeves, get rid of them. If it just has strap sleeve, make it a halter neck. Maybe add a bow or take it off if there's one there already. But if none of these are possible, then she really shouldn't worry. She will look completely different to her friend in the dress, and it will still be beautiful.
Ailish said the dress will look so different on each bride. The hair, the veil, the shoes, the jewellery and everything. I attended a wedding after mine and I didn't even notice that the bride's dress was identical to mine until I was in the bathroom and it was near the end of the night, and I don't drink alcohol. If you really want to get another one, I planned a wedding and got a dress ordered from a new bridal shop in a few weeks.
Wow, okay. And Elaine says, my only advice to that girl with the wedding dress, don't get married. Hashtag bring on my divorce.
Okay. Why did you end with that one?
I want to give all viewpoints.
Well, I know Elaine, it's like, obviously she's happy and stuff, but I, like, this girl
is doomed, she's saying, maybe.
I'm going to have to get you, when we get the plant, I'm going to have to get you to stand by the positivity plant.
Smell the lavender.